Welcome back. Today we're doing an advanced stepper Hoover stab method in Ableton Live 12, aimed squarely at that old school jungle and early DNB energy, but with a modern priority, minimal CPU load, and one quick mindset shift before we touch anything. Even though this is a synth stab, we're going to treat it like it's in the vocals lane, not because it's literally a vocal, but because the classic Hoover stab reads like a synthetic choir, so we'll do vocal style shaping, Formantish EQ peaks, control dynamics, and that gated space that makes it feel like a sampled rave record. Alright, let's set the stage first. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174. I'm going to sit at 172 BPM. Now go to the groove pool and load something subtle like MPC 16 Swing 55 to 58. Keep the amount low, like 10 to 25%. This is not about turning it into hip-hop. It's just about removing that straight-off-the-grid stiffness so the stab doesn't feel like a spreadsheet. For drum context, keep a classic stepper skeleton. Kick on 1 and around 3, snare on 2 and 4. Let your hats or a break roll around it, but don't overfill. The Hoover needs negative space. If the drums are talking non-stop, the stab can't say anything. Now we build the Hoover source, fast and light. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveedable. We're using it because it's efficient and predictable. Oscillator 1, basic saw. Oscillator 2, another saw, or a slightly squarer saw flavor if you like. Here's the big CPU win. Do not go super saw crazy. Instead of 8 or 16 unison voices, set unison to 2 voices. If your system can handle it and you're still early in the project, you can try 4, but the whole point is that we're going to commit this to audio soon anyway. Detune oscillator 2 by about plus 7 to plus 15 cents. That's the sweet spot where it gets animated without turning into phase soup. Now for extra grind, use warp. Try a light FM and keep it tiny. 5 to 12% is plenty. This is one of those small knob, big result moves. It adds edge without adding voices, which is exactly what we want. Next, make it stab like it means it. Set the filter to LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere in the ballpark of 500 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. You'll adjust this by ear based on how bright you want the initial bite. Resonance around 10 to 25%. You want character, not a whistle. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, to thicken it. Now the filter envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Amount around 20 to 40%. You're creating a quick wah that speaks and then gets out of the way. Amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain 0. And release 30 to 80 milliseconds. The release is important. Too short and it clicks. Too long and it smears into the drums. At this point you should have a functional Hoover stab. Now we make it feel vocalish. On that same MIDI track, build a simple stock chain. EQ8, saturator, compressor, utility. Open EQ8 first. We're going to fake formants with a few gentle peaks. Think of these as the mouth shape of the sound. Put a bell boost around 350 to 500 Hz, cue about 2, and add 2 to 4 dB. Next, another bell around 1.1 to 1.6 kHz, cue about 2, boost 2 to 5 dB. Then one more around 2.5 to 3.5 kHz, cue around 1.5, boost 1 to 3 dB. Now listen. If it suddenly starts sounding like it's trying to pronounce something, you're in the right lane. Then do the responsible part. Cut the low end so it doesn't fight your sub. Use a low shelf or high pass conceptually below about 120 Hz, pulling down 3 to 6 dB. Don't delete all the body, just clear out the sub territory. The bass line owns that. Next device, saturator. Use analog clip, drive 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. What we want is density and harmonics, not uncontrolled level. Next, compressor, ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the front of the stab still bites, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. The goal is stability, not flattening the life out of it. Then utility, turn on bass mono around 120 to 180 Hz. This is huge for Hoovers. Wide low mids can sound amazing in headphones and then completely collapse in mono systems. Dart your width around 90 to 120%. Keep it disciplined. You can get wider later with a high passed layer. Now, the real trick. Minimal CPU magic. We resample early. Write a simple MIDI pattern. Just 1 to 2 bars. Notes around F2 to C3 are a classic zone. Don't overthink the rhythm yet. We're just printing tone. Then commit it. Fastest method. Freeze the track and flatten it. That turns your synth plus processing into audio. Instantly lighter. And it forces decisions, which is secretly half the reason old records sound decisive. If you want more control, you can record resampling into a new audio track for 2 to 4 bars. Either way, get audio on the timeline. Now chop it into one shots. Consolidate the audio clip. Then slice to new MIDI track. You can slice by transient for more organic chops, or by 1/8 if you want consistent segments. Now you've got a drum rack of Hoover slices. This is where things become playable, fast, and basically free on the CPU. Teacher note. This is also how you build a personal Hoover library. Export your best 12 to 24 hits, different pitches and different vowel EQ variations, into a folder. Next time you want jungle stabs, you start from audio, not a synth. That's the long-term win. Now we add the old-school space, but we do it efficiently. Create a return track and call it Reverb. Put hybrid reverb on it, but stay in reverb mode, not convolution, while you're sketching. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 5 to 8 kHz. Low cut 250 to 450 hz. That keeps it from turning into muddy soup. After the reverb, add a gate. This is the classic rave stab room trick. Set the threshold so the tail gets chopped hard. Return around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Floor all the way down. You're going for that explosive space that disappears quickly, so your snare still feels like the loudest thing in the room. Then add an EQ8 after the gate to tame fizz. If it's harsh, look around 3 to 6 kHz and gently pull it down. Now send your Hoover slices to that return. Start low, maybe around minus 18 to minus 8 dB on the send, and work upward until you feel the room, but the rhythm still punches. If you need an even cheaper version, use the delay device on a return instead of reverb. Set it to 1/16 or 1/8. Feedback 10 to 20%. Filter it to about 500 Hz to 6 kHz. Then gate it. That creates a tight slap space that screams jungle without the CPU cost of lush tails. Now let's make it stepper, for real. Here's a reliable one bar idea on a 16th grid. Put stabs on 1.1, 1.2.3, 1.3, and 1.4.2. Don't just copy paste the same hit. Use 2 or 3 different slices in a call and response. And vary velocity. The answer hits should be softer. That's how you get conversation instead of machine gun. Now turn that into a 2-bar phrase. Bar 1 can be more active. Bar 2, drop 1 hit, and maybe make 1 hit wetter by sending it harder into the gated return. That small change creates motion without adding a new sound. Next, sidechain, so it actually steps with the drums. Put a compressor on the Hoover group. Sidechain it from your drum bus, or just from the kick. Ratio about 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This makes the Hoover bounce with the groove instead of sitting on top like a sticker. Advanced clarity trick. Try sidechaining mainly to the snare instead. The snare is the anchor in stepper. If the Hoover politely ducks for the snare crack, the whole mix suddenly sounds more record-like. Now, a pro timing move that a lot of people skip. Track delay. Sidechain changes level. Track delay changes feel. In stepper, the stab often feels best slightly late against the kick transient, but it should still feel like it's answering the snare. Try adding track delay on the Hoover group. Start at plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds for heft, or go negative 3 to negative 8 milliseconds if it needs urgency. Judge it against your break snare, not the grid. Now final polish, keeping it loud but not messy. On the Hoover group, add EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz depending on your bass line. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add glue compressor with attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not the make it loud stage, it's the make it behave like one instrument stage. Use a limiter only if you truly need peak control. Now let's talk mistakes, quickly, so you don't waste an hour chasing your tail. Too many unison voices is number one. It spikes CPU and smears phase, which makes the stab feel big but somehow weak. Next, not resampling early. If you keep the synth live with heavy effects, your CPU suffers and you stop making bold decisions. Third, over wide low mids. Wide 200 to 600 makes a mix cloudy and it collapses in mono. And last, ungated ambience. Long tails kill stepper punch and mask snares. Speaking of mono, Do not skip mono compatibility. Put utility on your master and map a button to mono. If your stab loses bite in mono, don't just collapse the whole thing. Usually the fix is reducing steroid in the high region first, above about 1 kHz, or narrowing your wide layer while keeping the mid-punch mono. Now a few advanced variations if you want it darker, heavier, or just more alive, while still staying CPU smart. If you want metal bite, add corpus after saturator, but do it on the audio slices, not the synth. Tune 200 to 500 Hz for a low ring or 1 to 2 kHz for presence. Keep it subtle, like 5 to 15% wet. If you want vowel motion without a Forment plugin, put auto filter after your Forment EQ. Set it to bandpass with a gentle Q, and modulate the frequency very slightly with an LFO over half a bar to 2 bars. Then resample 4 to 8 bars of that movement and reslice. You've baked in talking like motion at near zero real-time cost. If you want classic rave emphasis, do a micro chop flam. Duplicate a hit a 64th later, drop it 6 to 12 dB, pitch it up 3 or 7 semitones, shorten it. It creates that double hit excitement without adding more reverb or chorus. If you want speed without obvious notes, add ghost stabs. Very quiet hits, minus 18 to minus 30 dB, on off 16 THS that mirror your hats. You shouldn't hear notes. You should feel the mid-range moving, like the track is leaning forward. And if you want to layer discipline without extra tracks, duplicate chains inside the drum rack. Layer A is mid-punch, mostly mono, short, dry. Layer B is air and space, high-passed, wide, and sent to the gated return. That gives you width without sacrificing center impact. Now your practice mission, and this is where you get good fast.